Blog Talk Radio.
The Madden Voice returns fresh off MLG Orlando, the third stop in the Madden Challenge Tour. We are live, show number 69. Commissioner T here, or EAFL Commish, or just plain T, whatever you want to call me. Still tired. Been home about 2 days, I guess now, right? It's Wednesday, got in Monday night, and about 2 days, and still tired. But what an event that we had this weekend, MLG, EA Sports, the Madden community, all coming together to put on a phenomenal event in Orlando, and we're planning to have about everybody and their brother on the night to talk about this event, and also momentarily we will have Paul from Big City on to discuss his incredible news that some of you might have seen posted very recently on the message boards. But I don't want to steal any of his thunder. But in my opinion, it is just plain incredible news what he's got going on. So we're expecting him to call in momentarily. Before we get to all the Madden stuff with Big City, with the Alliance, Prodigy, and everyone else that's going to call in, I do want to take a minute and just send condolences and the best wishes for anyone who has been affected by the recent earthquake tragedy in Haiti. I watched a lot of the coverage today, and it's incredible. It brings me back to kind of the Katrina days of what we experienced, but it seems worse. It just seems far worse than that. And if anybody has been personally affected by that, friends or family or what have you, the best from the Madden Voice. And, you know, this is the time where you reach down and you ask yourself, what can you do to make a difference? And, my suggestion would be, as bad as you may have it or as rough as you may have it, it cannot be as bad as what I've seen that country go through right now. Go to the RedCross.org. And give $5, give $3, give something so that, you can say that you contributed to help that country get back on its feet, because it's going to be a long, long time. So just wanted to start off on that note. But back to Madden and back to, I know it's kind of a tough transition, but we do want to get back to Madden and get back to the reason we're having a show tonight. And big weekend, big stuff going on in Orlando with Prodigy from the Alliance. Slight surprise there with him winning the Orlando Challenge and on his way making plans to go to Miami for the finals next month. And, we plan to have several members of the Alliance calling in shortly to discuss their crew, to discuss the things that they're involved with. And, as much as they're willing to share with us on what makes them tick, in my opinion, they're the top crew in the game right now, in my opinion. But what we want to start off the show with is the news from Paul from Big City. It's exciting. It's incredible. I got wind of it about 24 hours ago, and when he approached the Madden Voice and said that he wanted to come on and share this great news with the Madden community, and certainly we were pleased to be the venue to allow him to do that. And again, you may have caught wind of some of it on the message boards, as I know the preliminary news was released on the message boards within the last couple of hours, but there's still a lot of details behind that I know he wants to share. But it is great to see this community. If you think of where we were a year ago, or even a little more than a year ago when we started doing the Madden Voice, one of the reasons we changed the Madden Voice's format was with all the tournament directors concerns of filling up their communities and their tournaments, and we felt that this show would be a good vehicle to get the word out. And to some degree, it did help. You know, certainly nothing helped more than MLG becoming involved. But if you think back to the struggles of Madden 09, and now you look at to where things are in Madden 10 and even beyond, it is just amazing what can be done if this community just sticks together and works hard. But without further ado, let me go to the line, because I do believe we have sitting here with me. Let's just make sure here. A little rusty here. I haven't used the switchboard in a while. Do we have is this Paul from Big City?
Yeah, it's me.
All right. I got a few other people that should I bring on. Anybody else?
Should bring on Bobby Digital.
All right.
Should be a 440 number.
Got him.
And then, Bobby. I don't know if Truth is going to be able to get on right now. He said he'll probably call in. I think I submitted that information.
I got Truth's number. Bobby Digital, are you with us?
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Very nice.
All right. Paul, let me just give you the floor, man. I know some information was posted, but I you know, for those that may not have gotten home from work or may have just gotten home and haven't gotten to the forums yet, this is a brand new news probably to, you know, 75-80% of the community out there. So Paul, the floor is yours.
Thanks, T. About a couple months ago, I got a phone call, and you know, me and Bob were kind of having some ideas, and we got a phone call from the NFL Hall of Fame. They would like to Big City to host a tournament there, and you know, on a bigger scale. Well, first of all, me and Bobby and our crew were completely floored, as you all know. I mean, we're talking about, you know, the Hall of Fame. So doing some heavy talking with them and with our contacts there, we signed a contract last week. It's locked in. March 13th, it's going down. Big City Bowl, our very first major at the NFL Hall of Fame.
Wow.
They are going to give us the NFL film room, which will fill up about 300 people. So, I mean, I'm still almost speechless. I mean, the excitement with all this has just been crazy. So, but yeah, I mean, it's definitely going down. Thing I want to say to you, because I want everybody to listen, I really think that, you know, the kind of touch of what you were saying when you introduced the show, T, I can't stress this enough. This is our opportunity, guys. Everybody in the Madden community, I hope that you're listening. I hope that you feel this energy that me and Bobby are about to, you know, to tell you. This is our opportunity. This is just a step in the door. You know, we know that that's where every pro football player tries to get, and if we show them a good showing, you have no idea what we've talked about with them about the opportunities where we could take this to the next level, and we want to share it with you guys. We're here for you guys. I think all of us directors out there have really patented our tournaments, adapt our tournaments to your guys' liking, every one of us. So I think that, you know, we can't do it without you guys. We definitely cannot do it without you guys. So I want to thank everybody that's ever come to any of my tournaments that showed me love, and any of the other directors as well, you know, and as well as MLG, is showing the support with Madden. And now we're here, guys. This is the level. We're at the steps of making MLG just as big as Halo, just as big of Call of Duty, just as big of Gears of War. So this is our chance.
And you know, and just to continue on that vein, you know, for those of you who have gone to an MLG event, and even as recently as this weekend, You see the Halo crowd, the Halo noise, the Halo energy, and not that Madden has anything to be ashamed of, but it's clear to anybody at the MLG event that Madden's not there yet, and it's okay because it's only been three events, you know. So it's not that's an observation and not a criticism, but it is opportunities like this that when they come up, as Paul just said, it is a golden opportunity for this community to band together and really show these dignitaries at the NFL what the Madden community is all about. Forget what they've heard, you know, or what other people might have said, but what kind of show can we put on, or can this community led by, you know, Paul and Bobby and his people put on to really have this group say, oh my God, you know, we're on to something here. I mean, it's such a natural. It's football, and it's football. I mean, you know, it's such a natural. So
here's some of the details I'm sure some of the guys would like to hear about. We have, like I said, we have a place that's going to fit up to 300 of us. When you purchase a ticket, a lot of details will be revealed as far as the entry fee. The payout will be, we're trying to go really big with sponsors to really kind of give
big.
You guys something even big. I mean, we're talking about the NFL stuff here. With that being said, with your entry fee, you will get a free tour of the NFL Hall of Fame, especially probably when you're waiting your turn. There's a live cafeteria that's going to be serving us. Personally, that's going to be there all day that we're there. Also, there's going to, you know, of course, there's a football pro shop they got there, buy new memorabilia and stuff like that. But the other thing is there's, I don't know if any of you guys have ever been there, but there's an actual Madden side that they've kind of dedicated to the Madden game. And it starts from when Madden first started, when we were playing it, all the way up to now. Then in that room is where our championship game is going to be there. So you're going to have all this Madden memorabilia around you while you're watching, you know, the championship game there. One of the biggest thing is, and I'm very honored to say, we take this in steps. I was trying to go a bit further, but he kind of shut me down when I was asking for it. What I could get us, the winner of this tournament, is going to be the very first person placed on the NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame's website, because they're actually going to dedicate a page to the Madden players. Now, if we establish this partnership with them and we establish a good relationship with them and we have a great turnout and everything, you know, turns out good and runs smoothly, they are looking into bigger scales. And we all know what the Pro Football Hall of Fame is all about. Talking with him, they have open minds. We'll just put it like you to that. I asked them, and I'll tell you, and a lot of people won't tell you, but I asked them, I said, hey, let's get unique with it. What if we can get the winner placed in the NFL Hall of Fame? You know, placed. I mean, you guys, as a Madden player, I mean, to even say that you accomplished that when you're, you know, me and T's age, you know, to even say, yeah, I was one of the best Madden players out there, and I've been placed in the NFL Hall of Fame. Now, I'm not saying that it's going to go down like that, but it's something that is a very well possibility if we all show up, you know what I mean, and put on our game face, put on, you know, to the professionalism to show, like, look, Madden's here. We're just as big as any other game. We're just as big as, you know, the NFL. This is our chance to be pro players. This is our chance to show our skills, even though that we might not have the physical ability to get out there on the field and be that quarterback or be that wide receiver. This is our chance to get our foot in the door to make bigger and better things. So the best, like I said, the best approval that I could get us was to have that person that wins the tournament get placed on the NFL Hall of Fame's website, and they're also going to do a special article on that person along with videos and pictures of that winner through the whole tournament.
Wow, that is You know, you almost can't even find the words to say how exciting that is. It's almost like saying it's exciting is an understatement. Paul, Bobby, do not go anywhere. I do want to pull in a couple of guys from the Alliance because I've been talking with them on and off all day and time schedules and East and West Coast and jobs and stuff. So, but guys, stay on because I want to bring these guys in too, but don't go anywhere. Right now we have with the Alliance the guy that I think kind of runs the show, but he may tell me he doesn't. But we have DJ from the Alliance joining the Madden Voice. DJ, welcome to the Madden Voice.
How's it going, guys?
Good, good. Welcome to the show. Hey, did you hear the news?
Yes, I just got the end of that. That sounds absolutely wonderful. It's very exciting.
I hope you make it out, DJ.
Sorry?
I hope you make it out, DJ.
Absolutely. We'll be there. I can't imagine any management without the Alliance there.
All right, great.
That sounds good. Now, I got a lot of hands raised, huge number of callers, a lot of hands raised. Right now what I want to do, though, is I want to give the Alliance some airtime because, I mean, if you were at this, you know, as we switch directions just a little bit, if you guys were at MLG Orlando, not only did Prodigy win the whole thing, member of the Alliance, but the Alliance presence – and just what they bring to tournaments, it just with each tournament, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And I personally, you know, guy who runs a show, runs a league, and, you know, is also involved in a crew and completely impressed with what I see from these guys. Now, what I need from you, DJ, is to know your guys are scattered. Do you have some area codes that maybe I can click on? If not, I'm just going to start randomly answering calls and see.
See, Van's from the Bay Area. I believe it's 295. You know what? Let me look at my phone really quickly. I can grab his number. Hold on 1 second. I apologize for the delay.
No, that's not a problem.
Yeah, a ton of calls.
While he's doing that, let me reset the
707 number.
Yep, I got Van's number.
Mike T's number is going to be a 206 number.
All right, hang tight. Do we have let's see. Did I unmute? Yeah. Do we have MTZ on the line?
What to do, brother?
All right. We are rolling. MTZ, the enforcer of the Alliance. All right. Let's see. Okay. I think we just got let's see. Same area code, different number. Let's give it a try. 707, do we have Prodigy, possibly?
No, this is Derwey.
Derwey, okay, all right. Close enough. Same group, different person. We've got Derwey, we've got MTZ, we've got DJ, and we are waiting on Prodigy, who should be calling in momentarily. And let's see. Any 501 area codes?
No. No 501s. No. So
okay.
Van's going to be at 707. He's going to be the only other one joining
okay.
from what I know.
All right. Gotcha. All right. Well, while we're waiting on the winner to call in, while we're waiting on the guy who took it home to call in, let me go to MTZ first. Let me go to Mike first. Let me go to the big guy first, okay? I've seen you at probably four tournaments, and you're a pretty good Madden player. You know, you do pretty well. You also are very intense. You also are the guy who, you know, when the game is on the line and your crew needs someone to lift them, someone to just put some words together and get their back, you seem to be that guy. You seem to be the guy to come in with the right combination of words and intensity to really help the guys get over that hump. Now, is that by design, or did that just kind of fall into place on its own?
I think the way that we put the foundation down, man, as far as us being a crew, we made sure that we were friends first. So when we go into it, man, it's the same way I go into, like, you know, if I go into a fight or an altercation with a family member or a friend or somebody, and we got to take on somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just, you know, it's just a passionate thing because I care so much about all the guys that I interact with. I mean, we spend a lot of time together. You know, all these dudes are in my Fade Five. know what I'm saying? Because we talk about the game and different things so much. So it's second nature for me. It's not fake. I couldn't just turn it on for a guy in another crew. Like, this shit is just totally, I'm sorry. But, you know, it's just simply a feeling. It's not scripted. I just kind of just, you know, just go with emotions and how I feel about the situation.
Wow. And we can feel it. Now, DJ, how hard is it? You got MTZ, you've got Prodigy, you've got Durwee, you've got, you know, Adam Morrison. You have some very accomplished players with some strong personalities. I view you, I don't know if it's official or unofficial, you seem to be kind of the guy who kind of the orchestrator, kind of the guy that's, you know, making sure everybody is where they need to be and everybody's doing kind of what they need to be doing. How hard is that with this group that you have here?
I mean, we all have our roles, and I think everyone kind of understands what everyone brings to the table, what we're all doing. I mean, it's hard to organize any group of guys. I mean, you know, the collective action problem of trying to get everyone on the same page is going to be difficult no matter in any group you're in. But the good thing about this is we all have the same goal. So to get guys motivated to, you know, to fall in line, to scout, to root, to be here, you know, be on time, doing all that, it would be difficult if we all didn't have the same goal, but since we all have the same goal, and that's to win, it's really not that hard. Because and we've been doing this for a while now, so this is our third Madden. We've seen success. We've also seen some failure too. You know, we've had our conflicts amongst ourselves. We work them out like a family, and that just brings us together, which makes that all the much easier to be able to say, hey, you know, okay, let's get here, let's do this. And everyone pretty much understands the role of each individual inside the crew. So it's not all that difficult.
Now, someone listening right now plays a game of Madden, pretty good, been to some tournaments, you know, done a few things, but kind of runs solo, isn't really attached to a crew. Here's this, remember seeing you guys in your black shirts and says, man, you know, those guys are organized, talented, you know. How, you know, and are you guys in a position to consider adding members to the group, or is this it? You know, you got who you got, and this is who you're going to roll with, and that's it.
That's it. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, Mike, you can say something different, but, I mean, it's a pretty easy question to me.
I mean, it's a lot of things that you wouldn't be able to practice to be able to do for us to look at you to think about being in. But I think we have everything that we need, and unless somebody – and our crew or somebody fell by the wayside, like, I just don't see it happening, man. It would be one of those, somebody else has to exit before somebody else could come in type of situation.
Gotcha.
Our relationship isn't just Madden. I mean, we're friends. Like, I could live with these guys. And, I mean, we're talking about, I'm up in Seattle, so I'm applying to schools down California. I plan on moving to the Bay Area. I plan on trying to live with these guys. So our friendship transcends just Madden. And that's a very, very important part. Because like Mike said, It'd be difficult to root as hard as we do for guys that weren't our friends, you know, guys who we weren't close with. So we've developed this relationship amongst ourselves, and just for someone to come in, it's very difficult for them to be able to attach on to that as well.
Right. Now, you know, think back. We had the holidays, you know, we had Thanksgiving, we had Christmas, New Year's, and then right away we were right there with MLG Orlando. What is expected of the crew members? You don't have to reveal any. You know, let me pause that and bring on the champ. He is here. He is. I've seen his number. Let's bring on. Now hold on here. I gotta come up with a good song for the champ here. I don't know. I should have got a song from him, but I didn't. Let's see. Hold on. I'm gonna find a song for the champ. Let's see. I'm going to play this one. I don't know why, but I'm going to play this one.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money
talk.
Here comes the money.
Wow.
And introducing to the audience of the Madden Voice, the MLG Orlando champion from the Alliance, the man himself. We know him as Prodigy. Prodigy, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
How's everybody doing?
We're doing good.
Who do we got right now? Who's with me?
We got everybody. We've got DJ. We've got Dury. We've got MTZ. We also have Paul and Bobby Digital from Big City, who just laid a huge announcement on the Madden community. Tournament is going to be thrown at the NFL Hall of Fame March 13th. And huge news for the Madden community. We're going to get back to Paul and Bobby Digital shortly just to expand a little bit more on that. But just huge news for the community. But Prodigy, you are the champ. You brought home the money, and you have booked your fight, and you will be in you'll be in Miami next month. How does it feel?
Well, I mean, winning one of these things is like I said, probably the best accomplishment for anyone that plays Madden up to date. I mean, obviously, besides winning the whole thing, like at the finals, these MLG competitions have been the toughest competitions, the most grueling, most time-consuming, the deepest, and just the most intense tournaments that I've ever played in. And I think, you know, it definitely shows everybody out there that, you know, the hard work that we've put in, you know, has paid off, and, you know, now we've secured a spot, and we're going to be banging with the big boys in Miami. So, I mean, it feels great. It's really just a kind of a, really hasn't hit me yet how big this is. There's only three tournaments a year. You know, next year they may add more, but for there, you know, to be one of the three winners, is, you know, it's a great accomplishment, and I got to thank my guys for helping me get there.
You know, and the question I was about to ask, which is pretty fitting now, let me back up. Before the tournament, who did you guys internally think had the best chance of either winning or doing very well?
So is that me?
Go ahead, Mike.
Nobody. I mean, initially, man, we all beat each other at times, and we all kind of feel like we have the ability to. There are three guys in our crew that I would say I would kind of prefer to be there to a certain extent. I mean, I can't say I prefer to, but I feel really comfortable with. And that would be DJ Dury and Prodigy right now, just because they seem to be so coachable. You know what I'm saying? When we get into the hot seat, man, I mean, everybody can kind of formulate a game plan and put something together, and I know that these guys will execute. Me, AM, and Delph is the sixth member of our crew. We haven't been in the hot seat as much, and so, you know, it's a little more foreign to us to actually be there compared to the other three. So preferably, you know, one of those three guys, you know, to kind of take it home was cool. Any of us, you know, all of us have the ability to. But there's certain things that we do throughout the course of the tournaments where it kind of feels like sometimes maybe I shouldn't be in the big game because I feel like I'm so much helpful in other places. You know what I'm saying? So when it's all said and done, like I don't mind being there. You know, as long as one of us is there. But Prodigy was definitely one of our favorites to make it. Obviously, we wanted Derwy to be there too. And, you know, DJ executes well. You know what I'm saying? Delph is he's always playing. And he's got a really good keen sense for the game. AM is really unorthodox. And so you just never know if he's hot. Like, he's unstoppable. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm also, me and Prodigy are probably more similar, more methodical how we play. So.
Right. Now, as you work up to, and this is for Prodigy, as you work up, you know, I was about to ask, you know, you have Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and then bam, we're in Orlando. You know, what do you do to get yourself ready for this tournament? Now, I don't expect, I'm sorry, I keep getting feedback. I'm trying to figure out if it's me or if it's, are you guys hearing the same feedback I'm hearing?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's me or if it's the blog talk site, so bear with me here, guys. I'm working on it as I'm asking questions. But for Prodigy, what do you do to get yourself ready, either individually for the crew? And, you know, I don't expect you to actually release, you know, secrets, but what are some of the things you do in the weeks coming before our tournament to get yourself focused and ready?
I mean, I think, above all, you got to make sure you're getting looked. I mean, that was the one thing that I felt you know, hurt us in the first two challenges is that we just weren't getting enough looks. I mean, when I know everything that can beat me and when I know everything that can beat my opponent, that's when I really thrive. And so, you know, the past couple of years I've had a lot of success late in the year because by that time I've got enough looks to understand the game completely. You know, it's one of those things where people try to, you know, especially with these MLG challenges, when there's such a big gap between them, there's so much time, and it's almost too much time, because lots of times players will find themselves running circles in practice mode or online because they're trying to find the best offense or defense possible, when in reality, it's more important just to get looks versus great players and kind of just, you know, see what works. And, you know, you might have something simple that, you know, once you get enough looks, you get the dynamics of it and you see the possibilities, just perfecting that simple offense is really, really could be the most effective way to win. So, I mean, for us, it was really important after Anaheim that we didn't have a great showing. It's just to give each other looks, get online, play people that are tough, you know, give each other some good looks and just make sure that we got a lot of repetition in what we're doing. And I think that's really what helped us, you know, help me individually and our crew once we got to Orlando.
Now, do you tend to play each other a lot, or do you, or is that kind of taboo? I mean, you know, a lot of people always want to know how much interaction when you're getting ready is it between the crew themselves, and I'm going to ask DJ this question, or is it really kind of separate, and then you kind of come back once in a blue and compare notes?
I think at the beginning of the year, we're really, really locked in. We're playing each other a lot. You know, it's just because it's easy, it's simple. We're all exploring the game. So if at the beginning of the year, if one of us finds something, it's going to be kind of obvious that we found it because we're so fresh on the game. And we really want stuff like that to be in-house. I think we do play each other a lot. And I think that may have been a reason that we, going back to getting looks, that we weren't as strong as a whole, you know, in the beginning of the year. I mean, we got a really good, smart, well-rounded group of guys. We go to tournaments, I mean, I feel like we should be in the championship game every time. You know, we almost reached 2 out of 3 this year. And I think, you know, when we do play a lot, when we get comfortable with each other's offenses and defenses, so we kind of think, you know, maybe we have a good grip on the game. But in reality, when you go to a tournament, you're not going to see that defense every play. You're not going to see the same style of player every game. You're going to be facing completely different schemes, different personnel, you know, different kind of players. So, I mean, we like to play each other, and we definitely get good looks doing that. We find a lot of good schemes and things in the game. But as a whole, I mean, we're trying to expand and just kind of hide underneath names and go on these sites and get some good games in. So.
Cool. Dury, we still got you there?
Yeah.
Now, Dury, in Dallas, you went pretty far, correct?
Yes. I went to the championship in the winner's round and lost 2 games in a row.
Right. Now, what do you think from Dallas to Orlando, was your success in Dallas because the game was newer and maybe you had some things that people hadn't seen before and may, you know, has the field caught up or you know, are you just a different player from Dallas to Orlando?
Well, I'm definitely a different player from Dallas to Orlando because that was, I'm trying to think, a 3-month gap or whatever. So, of course, your games are going to change. You're going to find things within the game. We had a glitch in Dallas that we exploited, and that's probably, honestly, why I got third. But then to Orlando, I felt like I was pretty much running the same thing as Prodigy. So I fumbled a couple games. That happens against tough opponents in these Madden tournaments. But we all have stories of that happening. I just got unlucky, but I felt good. I was running, the same O as Broad, so I feel like I could have went just as far. That's what makes our crew so tough about it. But, your games are definitely going to change because once you have that extra 3 months, you're going to find different things within the games, and people are finding these flat glitches. I mean, we didn't even know the first tournament that off tackle was going to be that tough of a run to stop. We kind of looked past it. So you're definitely going to see a lot of different game plans within that far of like tournaments since they're separated by so long.
Gotcha. Okay.
Gentlemen, I have to go pay some bills. Thank you once again for having me on at least, and I'm sure that they can finish off with you. Have a good night, guys.
Thanks a lot, DJ. Appreciate
it. Take it easy, man.
That was DJ, and you know, and just for the record, for everyone out there listening, you know, Sunday night after everything was said and done, You know, got to spend some time with the Alliance, got to spend some time with different Madden players, MLG people. And it's really cool what you can learn from people when you get away from the lights and the TVs and the video games. You start talking with people, you know, real people. And I had a really good time. I enjoyed our conversations. So DJ was one of the people, and MTZ and I chatted a little bit. And MTZ, back to you for a question for you. How much do you think, in fact, now let's be honest, MTZ stands about, I don't know, 6'2", you know, good shape, well-built, muscular guy. It's not a secret that you have done some mixed martial arts types fighting in your life, and you're a very intense guy. How much do you think that presence gets into the head? Because I saw an exchange between you and Mr. 610, and I didn't hear everything, but I heard you say, oh, I'm so serious. How much do you think that get and he ultimately lost that. How much do you think that really does get into the head of the opponents that face the Alliance members?
You hear me?
Yep.
I think a lot, man. I think honestly, like, you know, if I can get your mind off of paying attention to the details of the game, and you can be sitting here, you know, adverting your attention to me while you're playing my guys who are totally focused on the game. Initially, that already does it. And then if you kind of step out of line and you let me get, you know, any way aggressive with you, it really kind of adds a little extra fear. And I feel like when my guy is totally focused and probably, you know, amused out of it, it just totally, you know, we just totally dominate. I mean, every time a guy actually turns to talk to me and gives me his attention, he's never won. We're 20-0 when that happens.
I've seen probably about 10 of those too. It really is intriguing. I had to tell everybody out there, if you guys want to form a crew or learn, I'm sure a lot of what is done is we'll never see, you know, but what you can see when you go to the MLG or any organized tournament, I'm thoroughly impressed by it. I like to see organization, well-run groups, and these guys right now, I mean, SNS had a great year back in 09, last Madden year, and arguably probably the best year of a crew in 09, but right now this year, I'd say you guys are certainly setting a standard. Where do you go from here? Prodigy, back to you. Now, you've got Miami coming up, you know, and the crew is stacked. I mean, you know, it will be nothing but hell games in Miami. There's not going to be any, you know, first round ducks laying around. Every game is going to be a hell game. What do you think your chances are going to be to have some success down there next month?
I mean, you know, the difference with this finals, you know, as years pass, is this: we're already sitting in the final eight. So I mean, we're basically, you're so close. Even whether they do double elimination or not, you're so close already. So for me, I kind of feel like I've already worked so hard to get to the final eight of the world. I mean, I'm not going to stop here. I'm already motivated. I don't plan on losing in that tournament, just like I didn't plan on losing in Orlando. It's one of those things where, you know you're going against tough competition, but it really shouldn't change the way you approach it. I mean, you have to go in with the mindset of domination. And, you know, if you go in, you know, obviously I know the games are going to be close. You know, I had to win a couple close games in Orlando. I mean, you know, you always have to win these close games. That makes the difference in you being the champion or not being the champion. But I think my mindset with me and my guys is we're going into every game and to look to dominate. And to look to, you know, sit on people's reads, to, you know, make adjustments on the fly, you know, sit there and read the defense and break it down. Whatever their weakness is, we're going to exploit it. And we're going to have everybody in the whole tournament broken down to a science to where we feel like we're going to give ourselves the best chance to win. And, I mean, I already look at the field. I mean, you got three previous champions, Problem, Dynasty, and Fool. So they know what it takes to win in that kind of situation. You know, they know how to finish it off and complete it. And you got some new guys, Lil Man, Evil Ken. I mean, everybody's good. But, you know, I'm going to approach this the same way I've approached any other tournament. And, you know, whoever I'm up against, go through the routine of scouting them, what they're going to do, what their tendencies are, what's their weakness, and just go to work. Just play Madden like you always do.
Now, and I know shortly you're going to have to head back to work, and I appreciate you taking some time off, and I knew I have some callers. So before I try to get maybe one or two questions, talk to us a little bit about your other Madden venture. I know that you are involved in another Madden website outside of what you do with the Alliance. So people want to learn more about Prodigy, that more than what they're going to hear on the show tonight. Where can they go learn more about Prodigy and some of the things that you're doing?
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it. We basically have formulated a site which has three of the Madden players going to the finals. AskMadden.com. It's been up for about 4.5 months now. We're really trying to change the way the whole Madden sites do it. Kind of like Poker Stars, it's where the pros play. We just signed Jet Steel. We got Dynasty, K-Star, and Truth. It's just a really great website. Carl, Captain Howdy. He runs it. I mean, it's a great group of guys. We got a lot of cool stuff coming up. So, I mean, if you want to know anything more about this tournament, my style of play, we have a lot of stuff. Madden Apprentice, Big City. Any questions for any of the other pros, Jet Steel, Dynasty, K-Star. I mean, we got it all. So just want to give a shout-out to AskMadden.com. I mean, just go check it out. And I got about 10 more minutes. So, I mean, if there's a couple
okay.
of questions, I can knock out.
All right, let me go to the phone lines and see. I got some hands up here. And if anybody wants to call in and ask questions, we've got Paul from Big City, Bobby Digital. We've got the MLG Orlando champion Prodigy, along with Dory, who had a very respectable showing in Orlando, but really brought it home and did a great job in Dallas, and the enforcer himself, my big brother, MTZ's on the line as well. If anybody has any questions for any of them or for me, hey, I'm here too, 347-838-9524. Make sure you press 1 so I know that you want to be put on live with the Madden Voice. You can also tweet me. Just go to Twitter, look for the Madden Voice. You'll find me right there. And if you want to send me an instant messenger question, go to AOL, and you'll find me right now logged in at EAFL, that's our league, commissioner. That's where you'll find me at, and feel free to send me a question or two, and we'll get it right on. But now let's go to the phone lines, and we have 610 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, what's up, guys? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Sure. What's up? It's Mr. 610.
Hey, speaking of the devil.
Well, first of all, congratulations to the Alliance and Prodigy. You guys had a hell of a tournament. I just wanted to talk about how much the capping actually affects the actual game, like the result of the game. Before the tournament, Bobby Storm told me to get a pair of headphones so I didn't have to listen to all the capping and I could just play my game. And I told him that I wanted to hear all the capping, I wanted to take all that stuff in. But playing the Alliance, I don't care what you say, like, you don't want to hear the capping. It was just a whole other level from things I've heard in Philly, things I've heard in Harrisburg, like, no matter what you say, you can't handle that capping under the pressure. You just can't do it. Like, they just – that's another thing, man.
Now, what was it about the capping? Because I actually did see your game, and I was two TVs away. So what specifically is it that's different from capping you may have heard at other tournaments?
Well, like, it was just – well, first of all, my game, none of the other Alliance was playing, so I had all of them watching my game, and – MTZ, Adam Morrison, they were like talking to me. They were trying to start a conversation with me. Like, Adam Morrison's asking me what he should call me. And it just, first of all, takes your mind off the game in a second. And then Adam Morrison's capping. He's real funny, but like, he has you thinking about stuff during the play that you shouldn't be thinking about. And then MTZ comes in, like the enforcer, and he shakes you up. You know what I mean? And like he said, you should never turn around and face him and actually talk to him. And I made that mistake. And in reality, Dury probably didn't even need their help to beat me because I was not playing good at all. But I can't even imagine how many games that's won them. They, you know what I mean? They just all stick together and they fight for each other. It's real respectable.
Yeah. Well, before I get off real quick, I gotta attribute, for guys, for TV, he may not have been in these big games and, won the big tournaments recently, but he's hands down the backbone of what we're trying to do as a crew. We wouldn't be where we're at You know, guys always are chit-chatting at these tournaments and, you know, trash-talking and just people talking behind people's backs about certain things and thinking they can get away with it. When we're at a tournament, there's no one whispers around Mike TZ. It just doesn't happen. And if it does, you're definitely – it's going to get noticed, and you're going to have to stand up for yourself and actually say what you said, and you're going to have to repeat it, and you're going to have to explain yourself. Because it's just – we're not – I mean, after the game, we shake hands. We don't trash talk. We look to the next opponent. You know, it's just part of what we do. And I think the difference between us and other crews that trash talk is we're not just screaming. We actually have intelligent people, you know, talking trash to you. So whatever it is you're doing that isn't working, we're just going to pick it up instantly. We're going to talk about it. Anything that you might be wearing, anything that you might look like, if you look like someone and if we notice it, we're going to talk about it. If you smell a certain way, if you look at us, it's like anything that we can pick up. We have intelligent guys out there. So it's like there's a lot of different obstacles you have to go through when you're playing us. So, I mean, you know, it really comes down to getting the money and any way we can get it, and we're going to do it. But the difference is we shake your hand after. We may even tell you, you know, we're sorry, but, you know, if you play us again, it'll be the same thing all over again.
I think that's what people get the trash talking, you know, miscued is the fact that when the game is over, regardless of how intense I was, anybody in my crew was, like, win or lose, we shake your hand, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I even went up to Mr. 610, you know, after the game, you know, a couple games later, and I talked to him, you know what I'm saying? I was like, good game, you know, and I explained the situation because I don't think he had ever really been in that hot seat before, you know? But I'm cool with everybody in the community, you know what I'm saying? We respect everybody in the community because we're not better than anybody. Even if we had a better tournament, initially, we all play a video game. You know what I'm saying? So we all have to have some type of respect for each other because other people that don't play don't understand what we do or how passionate we are about the game, you know? And then there was somebody out there who disrespected my crew, you know what I'm saying? And I had to confront him because, you know, he's running his mouth on his off time. And like I told you, during the game, you know what I'm saying, I say whatever I want, no holds barred. But at the end of the game, I'm cool with everybody unless you make it differently. You get what I'm saying? So
right.
I'm not calling anybody's crew or any individual weak. I'm not saying he's garbage or nothing like that, you know. So for somebody to say that about anybody that has to, you know, that involves me in general, you know, there's a problem. You know what I'm saying? And that's where it's like, okay, well, you know, this was Madden during the game. And if there's a problem, we can take it somewhere else, you know. And that's what I want people to understand is during the game, you say whatever you want, do whatever you want. It's all fun. It's all love. It's just a video game. And I really do it just to have fun and release from my regular life where I do got a regular job and I'm a father and all those different things. So, you know, I just want people to get it misconstrued, man. I'm not a bully. I'm not a mean dude. I'm cool. It's just during the game, I feel like, you know, obviously I got to defend my guys or defend myself, you know. And after the game, it's all good. It's all love. We go to the club. We go drink. We do whatever we do.
I like that, man. I like that. That's great. That's a great clarification because I think that people need to understand that you know, it's kind of like, I mean, I look at this as, I you know, many of us, especially guys my age, man, we all love Michael Jordan, you know. And
yeah.
Michael Jordan was the kind of guy, if you followed his career, you know, before the game, he'd shake your hands, he'd smile, you know, hey, how you doing, how's the family, you know, how's everything. But when the ball got tossed up, his only goal was to kill you. That was
exactly.
It, you know,
exactly.
and when the 48 minutes was up, he'd hug you and give you five again. But during the time of that game, he did anything it took to win that game, anything. And that's kind of what I see, and that's, you know, one of the things that I appreciate, because as a ref, I can't say anything. I have to sit there and just cross my arms, you know. And it was
yeah.
a game where Delph was playing Bama, and I happened to get that game. And it was good. I like reffing EAFL Renegades games, but then on the other hand, I don't because I can't do anything. I have to sit there. And Adam came over, DJ came over, and actually, MTs, you came over, but they were doing such a good job, you really didn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
DJ in particular came over and said, I want to play one of these red shirt boys. You know, and I just sat there. I said, oh, my God, I can't say a word.
Yeah.
I mean, it's effective. It really is. I mean, I'm a ref, and it was getting under my skin, you know. So, but it's good. It's good. And it's good that afterwards that and Mr. 610 told me that, too, at the tournament. It was good afterwards that a guy like MTZ understands, hey, okay, it's over now. Let me go shake hands. And now who's next? You know,
yeah.
who's the next one on the list?
Yeah,
hey, along with that, hey, man, I want us to be cool with everybody, man. It's just during the tournament, it's the Alliance versus the World. After that, I mean, everybody can be cool, man. So all the internet thugging that people do when they hop on the boards and stuff, like, I'm a real dude. I don't hop on the internet. I'm not going to talk about you on a little board on the Madden Lab, whatever like that. But if you're talking about me and my crew, obviously it's past Madden. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to come talk to you about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like the internet thugging. I don't like people talking trash because at no time am I ever like SNS or, you know, Thumb Monkeys or G-Code. Never out my mouth am I like, these dudes are garbage when I see them, this and that, blah, blah, blah. It just doesn't come out of any of our mouths. I'm not affiliated with anybody who acts like that or talks like that. We're professionals.
That's
hands
right.
down. We travel. We do this. We're trying to get money, have a good time, you know, and that's it.
Yeah. Hey guys, I gotta get back. TZ Derby, I'll talk to you guys soon.
Congratulations, man.
Oh yeah, thank you guys so much. I'll see whoever's there in Miami. Alliance will be there, of course. So good luck to everybody, and I'll get everybody around.
Thank you. Thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Take care, Prodigy. Right, guys.
That was right. Prodigy, a member of the Alliance, MLG Orlando winner, and as he said. If you want to learn more about Prodigy, go ahead and take a jaunt over to Ask Madden, look up Prodigy, and check out some of the things that he's doing over there. Big stuff going on with Prodigy and the things that he's involved with. So much love and much respect. And yes, everybody, I am affiliated with the Madden Lab, but I'm also the Madden Voice, and we want to be here for the entire community. So check out Ask Madden. Check out the Madden Lab. They got stuff going on over there, too, and big stuff going on over there. I mean, really, this community has about a handful of sites that are doing anything worth checking out. So, you know, you can make one swoop and hit them all. I met Bert, the man behind VG Sports, met him finally down in Orlando. What a nice guy. I mean, the nicest guy you ever want to be. Oh, my God. I mean, I was, you know, really, I met Ragzilla from EA and his partner, his name escapes me. Coach K will send it to me in a second. But, I mean, it's just so great when you get to these places and you get to meet guys that you've met, been on a message boards with or emails with or even talked on the phone, and then you're standing there talking to them. And just a bunch of really nice guys, care about the community. And that's what we need to do. We need to get rid of all the lines of demarcation. Competition is great because that's what makes this great, because we're going to compete, but let's not let it get to that point of hatred like we've had it at before. All right, let me go back to the phones. We got a lot of people that want to call in and say some things to us. We've got wait a minute. Now, maybe we lost Dury, because this might be Dury coming back. Let's see. Is this you, Dury?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I didn't even realize we lost you. My bad. Well, welcome back. Hey, got a question that came in through Instant Messenger. Dury, this will be for you to bring you back onto the show. This is from Larza. Larza from, sends me an instant message, and he says, hey, I want to know how I can get to the next level. Where can I get good games to judge how good I am? Also, how often do you guys spend in the lab? So, Dury, what do you think?
I would say, one, just get more looks, play on ranked games. That's how I started to get good. I was an online guy about 5 years ago. That's all I would do is play ranked games. I know that's funny. That's what people call a bum now, but it's just about getting looks first. And if anything is like really effective and you see it beat you and you don't feel like you can stop it, then go in the practice mode and try it out. And people find glitches and exploits. Oh, like that's what the Madden community does. So, I mean, that's really what you got to do to raise your level, like game to the next level. So, just go on websites too. Now that we're an online community and everything spreads so fast, I would say just go on there and check out the tips that all these people are giving out. Basically, yeah, just take advantage of what's given to you and just get looks and play, and you really have to have good stick if you want to compete at these tournaments or just raise your game.
You know, and I'll just throw in a plug for the EAFL. You know, we do have a very well-organized league, and unlike many leagues out there, there aren't a lot of rules, and it's not a sim league. It's a freestyle league, unranked, all Madden. And we've had a lot of tournament guys come through and say, wow, you know, this is pretty solid competition here. They were pleasantly surprised at the level of competition that that they saw in the EAFL. So certainly a good, well-run freestyle, not sim, freestyle online league could also give you just another avenue to get some looks in and to actually play some tournament ballers. So Great stuff. All right, back to the phones. Back to the phones. We've got 609 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
What's up, T? What's up, Bobby Storm? What's up, baby?
I thought it was you. I wasn't quite sure, but I thought that might be Bobby Storm, a.k.a. my new nickname for Bobby, Madden Buddha. Bobby Storm.
What's going on? I want to say congratulations to the Alliance and Prodigy for winning the chip last week in Orlando. That was definitely a good win. Definitely a good win.
Sure.
And I'm not, definitely a good win for you guys. And I guess I'll see all of you guys in Miami. Definitely.
Sure.
What's up, Bob? Yo, what's up? Yeah.
Now, Bobby, did you also? I'm not sure how long you were listening. Did you also hear the big city news, the big city announcement?
No, actually, I'm just getting off work now, so I still got to call on the radio because I haven't been on here in a while. What's the big city news?
Paul, I'll let you tell Bobby Storm.
Hey, Bob, we got the honor to run a big city bowl, our major, our first major, at the NFL Hall of Fame.
Wow. Good
yeah.
stuff.
And
good
they,
stuff,
and they, the beautiful thing is they contacted us. So
wow.
Yeah, it's gonna go down. Especially every director, you guys are all welcome. You know, VIP passes. I mean, so.
When is that, Paul? What date you guys got for that?
March 13th.
March 13th. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Man,
thanks,
that's what's up. Man, the community should be smiling on that.
You know,
yeah, don't worry.
And I gotta
Bobby,
tell you,
we've been smiling for a while.
Yeah, wow, man.
And I gotta tell you, that date is great because it's after Miami, and it's before we get into the Players Bowl time of the year. So the date is beautiful; doesn't conflict with anything. And I tell you, as a member of this community, I talked to Paul last night. I really was speechless. You know, This opportunity is something that we all need to embrace, and I'm excited, and you know now we got Madden Buddha on the line with us, and
here you go, man.
We gonna get blessing from
it. Wouldn't be the same without Bob, man. It would not be the same without him.
That's why we chose the date, though. Like how being in March, we knew it was after the Miami and before Bobby's time of the year, which is Players Bowl. That's why we felt March 13th was a really good time, open time, and now was a great time to announce it. We didn't know what was the next big tournament. Now we do. It's the NFL Hall of Fame, Big City Bowl. Hope everyone comes out. We're just so excited about it out here in Ohio. It's just amazing.
Man, that's going to be a nice event. Wow, you can't – that's going to be great.
Yeah, like I was telling everybody and telling the whole community, Bob, like this is our chance. This is our foot in the doorway. I mean, every one of us directors have committed and adapt our tournaments to help to give each one of us Madden players an opportunity. Now it's our turn to prove to like the NFL. This, like I said, this is where every pro football player strives to end up at ending their career, and we're getting a chance to play in that facility. And if nobody's ever been to that, it just the atmosphere. Bob will tell you the atmosphere in there is phenomenal. You see so much football memorabilia, you're just like in awe. And all.
Yeah.
So the opportunity is just speechless.
Yeah, I went and checked out, everything. I've seen the room that we're going to have. We're going to be at the NFL Films Theater, which is going to hold like 300 of us. The Hall of Fame is just amazing. Just to, like that, when I went and checked it out, to scope things out for our event, that was the first time I had ever been to the Hall of Fame. And I was just, I was floored by it. And I instantly got excited knowing that, we're going to get to play Madden here, and as a player and now also helping Big City with tournaments and stuff like that, like, this is just so big. I'm so excited for it, and I just hope everyone comes out to it, enjoys, like, this is our chance, and we're working hard to try and make this, the best tournament we can possibly make it, the biggest tournament we could possibly make it for the entire Madden community, and we got a whole bunch of stuff that, we're still working on. That's why we wanted to let you guys know this was coming. But we're still not finished with what we're trying to put into this tournament. I don't know if Paul wants me to say any information regarding a hotel that I do have.
That's fine.
That's fine. All right.
We're late for Commish T's cue. Like I know he's in the middle of a show right now, so Wait till he all gives right. us the floor again, Bob. Not to show all you right. off. Sorry.
All right. Sorry. Sorry, I was just going off.
No, it was cool. Let me get back to Bobby Storm real quick. Bobby, anything you wanted to add? Any thoughts on, I mean, you congratulate the Alliance. Any thoughts? Bobby will be in Miami. But he'll be in Miami. I'm just playing. Bobby knows I'm just giving him a hard time, but he'll be there. Bobby, what did you think about, what were your thoughts on MLG Orlando?
No, I think it was a great event. I think everybody stepped that game up, of course, being the third city that we've seen in this challenge so far. You can definitely tell the improvement across the board, you know, as far as everybody. I think it was a great event. I had a good time. It was like everybody else had a good time. Like I said, again, the Alliance always being up in the final games, they took home a chip. So like I said, it's great graduation to them again, and it's good to see them, and you know, we'll see them in Miami.
That's great. And you know me, always looking for a scoop. And since we're making all these huge announcements, anything you can share about Players Bowl yet, or are we still early?
I can't give nothing on Players Bowl. I can't get nothing. Everybody keeps asking about Players Bowl. There will be Players Bowl. We will have it on both consoles. We are supporting both consoles, but we have a huge announcement with Players Bowl. We actually have a huge surprise, but I probably won't tell nobody until they actually walk through the door. So I'm going to keep that under my wraps until they actually walked in, because depending on what MLG is going to do in April, that will depend on what we do, because being that I work with them, I want to find out what's going on with that. So I'll let you guys know as soon as I know what they're doing, how far it's with Madden in April. So I'll keep you guys posted. So.
Sweet. Right. Sounds good, Bob.
Well, you know, when I put my TMV hat on, I gotta ask the question, or else I wouldn't be responsible reporting. You know, I'm trying to get that job at ESPN, but they're not really looking this way. So, all right, let me go back to the lines here. 419 area code 419. You are on live on the Madden Voice.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hey, I've got a question for Paul, real quick. I don't want to, you know, ruin your conversation or whatever.
No, go ahead,
bro. Oh, hey, what's up? It's Big D.
Hey, what's up, D?
Hey, I was just wondering, for this tournament and at the Hall of Fame, you guys planning on doing anything the night before? Because, I mean, if I got nothing else to do, want to get down there, you know, quick.
Talk to Bobby Digital. He'd be actually the guy to answer that.
All right. This? Yeah. You can talk. Is it okay if I answer the question? Or we still
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm considering doing a couple things. Of course, there will be probably, you know, the traditional, you know, games at the hotel and all that. But I'm also considering having I live about 15 minutes north of the Hall of Fame. And me and my roommates at my house have three flat-screen TVs, and I'm considering hosting a something the night before at my house at this point with, you know, inviting virtually the entire Madden community to come and play games the night before, whether it be, quite frankly, money games at my house, or whether it be a Kruber's crew at my house. I'm throwing that out there. I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do, but there will probably be something going on. I'm still working on what I want to do. So nothing
to go along with.
Right,
it's just going to be a huge weekend for everybody. There's going to be so much going on. So, I mean, I would suggest guys that are planning on coming that, I mean, definitely make it a weekend thing, because it's not something you're going to want to rush through, because, I mean, when you're in the NFL Hall of Fame, you're going to want to see everything that's there. I mean, besides, you know, us being yelling at you to come and play your game, but, you know, there's just so much stuff that you want to be a part of. And again, T, I don't mean to interrupt the show, but this is a chance for everybody that's ever said, man, I want to get to the NFL Hall of Fame. That would be so sweet to check out and play Madden. So now's your chance. Anybody that's ever wanted to come to my tournaments or come to our tournaments in Big City, now you can do both in one day. You know what I mean? So this is your chance.
No, you're not interrupted, man. This is what we're here for, man. Information is powerful, man. Let me remind everybody, you are listening live to the Madden Voice. We have an all-star cast. We still have a couple of members of the Alliance on the line. The Alliance with Prodigy, being the man who just won MLG Orlando. Prodigy did have to get back to work. Brother got to pay bills, but we still have MTZ and Durry on the line. We've got Bobby Storm, a.k.a. Madden Buddha, on the line, the man who runs Players Bowl. We've got Paul from Big City, Bobby Digital, Mr. 610, I believe he's still with us. I mean, we've got everybody on the line. Let me
see.
Yeah.
Hey, T, real quick, Delph just texted me and said he's on the line. He can't answer the phone, but he's listening. He's at work, but he says what's up to everybody.
What's up, right, Delph? We say what's up back to Delph. I like Delph. Delph is a good dude, and he took out my man Bama at Players Bowl. I mean, at MLG Orlando. But you know, he's a good dude, man. So what's up to Delph? Much respect to Delph and another member of the Alliance. And one of the things I also promised, and I will do. I will do two of the top five. And I told Top, I don't know if Top's listening live, or if he's going to call in, or if he's going to catch this on iTunes, on the podcast. You can catch us on iTunes. Just search for the Madden Voice. It's a free podcast. Tell all your friends. But the top five topisms, as I see this is my personal opinion. So we'll start from five, and I'm just going to give you two now. In a little while, we'll do 3, 2, 1. But the fifth one to me is when a guy is about to get disqualified at the Madden Challenge and Top is making that last call, he says to the guy, and I quote, "You need to get here not now, but right now." And only Top can say it. I can't say it like Top, but that's number five, topism, as I've called it. And the number four topism, when you're playing in the game, and maybe the defensive end is chasing the QB about to get a sack, and you'll hear Top, "Come here, cutie." That's top number four. Come here, cutie.
That's old school stuff right there, man.
You already know.
Old
you already,
school stuff.
You already
there
know.
There is nothing like Top. Nothing.
There really isn't. No, there really isn't. There really isn't. So we'll do 3, 2, 1 shortly. But let me get back to the phone lines. We have a I recognize this number, guy that I've become pretty good friends with, even though we really got to work on his football loyalties. We really, you know, I think we're gonna try to convert him, bring him over to the Dallas Cowboy world, as where I'm at. But this guy is a real good dude. We've reffed a couple of MLG events together, and I wanted to get him on the show. He also works very closely with Bobby at Players Bowl, runs the floor at Players Bowl, the man himself. I call him D, goes by Darnell. Darnell, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you, Coach T.
Commissioner T. There you go.
coming over to, hey, guys, how you doing? Congratulations again to the Alliance. Well played this week. And I hope I wish you greater things as we get closer to Miami. Not too great since I still have Lil Man in the competition.
So, Darnell, you have run the floor for Bobby Storm and GTP at Players Bowl. So you certainly are no rookie to large tournaments. Now that you've gone to a couple of MLG events, what is your take, considering your Players Bowl experience, what is your take on what MLG has done with the Madden Challenge?
Well, they've obviously tried to bring in a number of us to enhance things, just to make things better for the community, bring more love to the community by having us all involved. And what we all need to do now is just keep that going.
That sounds good. All right, D, stay on the line. We don't want to lose you. We have so many callers. We want to give everybody a chance to be heard. We've got another 215 calling in, another 215. This 215 is also 292. So 215, 292, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Yo, what's going on, Commissioner T?
What's going on? Who am I speaking with?
You know who it is, man. You had my partner Bobby Storm. You got my partner Darnell.
I'm not recognizing the voice, man. You got to give me more. I'm not sure.
You got to give the rookie a little bit of love, man.
All right.
Maybe if I say my partner's Madam Buddha, you might know who I am.
That's Griffin, the man himself, Coach Chris, on the line. Another guy that I got to spend a lot of time
with this weekend.
And real cool dude. Got to get rid of them sunglasses, though. Other than that, though, real cool dude, though.
Welcome, man. You and the sunglasses. They my hater blockers for all the hating he was doing all weekend.
Now, Chris, I'll ask you the same question. You know, you've been throwing tournaments. You've been involved in the Madden community now about 6 months with Bobby and GTP, and you came and ref your first MLG event this weekend. What was your takeaway? What did you take away from that event?
It was intense. Now I know why Bobby brought me on board, because he had so much to do with MLG. Now I know why. Bobby tricked me into all this, man. He set me up.
Yeah, well, you know what, though? I mean, you allowed yourself to be set up, so I can't be mad at Bob, you know?
Congrats to the Alliance, man. Hey, y'all had a real good showing out there. Real good. And, Commish, man, your EASL Renegades, yo, I never seen so many people get hype over 2-3 yards of play.
Well, let's first of all, again, MTZ still. MTZ, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still with you, baby.
All right. Hey, the Alliance, they dominated the weekend, and the Renegades, or as Top called them, Redshirt Boys, just starting out. And if they can get anywhere near where the Alliance is at, it would be remarkable, because the Alliance just sets the bar so high. But that said, I'm proud of what the Redshirt guys, a.k.a. the EAFL Renegades, did this weekend. Bama is the guy who really runs the crew, the D.C. Bama, along with Coach K. And those guys are doing a hell of a job. You know, I mean, they really, for their first showing together, I couldn't have been more proud of what they've done and how they're representing the Madden community, how they're representing the EAFL, and real happy with what we saw, and hopefully they can keep working on things and getting some tips. I mean, really listening to what MTZ and Dury and DJ and Prodigy are saying. And really saying, you know, really trying to take that stuff to heart and seeing what they can do to just get better. I watched the Cowboys, you know, that's my team. But if you listen to Tony Romo's interviews, the constant in his interviews is improving. That's all he ever talks about, is just getting better, got to keep improving. And that's what I've seen from the Alliance and any crew out there that really wants to achieve. That's what you want to do from event to event, is improve. And the Alliance, man, they it's really about them. They've set the bar so high. It might be to a point where no one can really get to that height, because they've just set it so high. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's bring on another brother, another MLG ref, a guy doing a lot of different things. Sometimes I introduce him, I don't even know, introduce him as MLG ref, introduce him as LAB, introduce him as a commissioner, EAFL, all of the above. But this is the man himself, Elijah, a.k.a. Biz, from LAB Productions. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on? Everybody else, Chris, Bobby, of course, the Alliance members.
LAB, we need some excitement, brother. Come on.
I lost my voice. I had to have my voice in weeks.
Okay.
I haven't had it in weeks, so I'm trying to get it back. But
okay, there he is.
Congratulate Paul on the great news. Give us down in VA a huge reason to make that 8-hour trip.
It's congratulations to everybody, man. It's all of us, man. It's everybody that makes up the Schematic community. This is just a step in the right direction, but thanks for sure, LAB, man, always.
That's what's up. I appreciate it. And also, big ups to the Lions, like everybody else was saying. I met these dudes, I talked to these dudes in Dallas, and they're the same dudes that I met and talked to in Orlando. Like TZ said, he got an on switch when the game is on, and his boys are playing, he turn that on switch on, and it goes right off when the game is over. Like the captain at replay in the SMS Prodigy game, that junk is hilarious. I mean,
that's hard to do too, because
most people can't shut replay up.
Yeah.
He did. But it was cool meeting everybody. I mean, like he said, he's a real cool dude. All those guys, they make me feel good because they my age and they still doing this. I mean, I just wanted to tap in and see what's up to everybody. And MLG experience was great, man. It was definitely a blast. I wish Florida wasn't as cold as it was, but outside of that, it was great.
Man.
Hell yeah, it was cold.
Yeah. How about
it was
that?
Stupid cold.
Man.
Jesus.
Too doggone cold. Shoot. Man. Yeah, man. You know, when you leave Florida and I come back to Connecticut and it's the same temperature, that don't work for me.
I'm sorry. I
made me mad. All right, Biz. Appreciate those words, man. Biz, this is I gotta.
Last thing, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
one more
yeah.
Congratulations to your guys, the Renegades, and my EAFL brethren. They did their thing. They had a hell of a showing. And also to the couple members that I have from DNA, a guy named Hover. He stayed under the radar most of the day. A guy named Phil Crosby. So congratulations to everybody that made it out there and got that experience under their belt. You got to let these guys that's coming up know that, like they said, you got to get those reps in. You also got to get that live tournament experience. You can be the best person on your block sitting on your couch. Nothing like sitting there under the lights, especially the lights of MLG.
No doubt. Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks a lot, Biz. I think I got a nickname for Biz, too. If Bobby is Madden Buddha, Biz is the professor. I like that. Biz is the professor. All right. I like that, man. I like that. All right, I'm going to go back to the phone lines. And I actually got someone calling in from my neck of the woods, 860 area code. So someone from Connecticut has decided to call into the Madden Voice. Share your thoughts, 860 area code.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I sure can.
All right, I'm just calling out everyone. Me and my Madden crew will be at MLG. In the Meadowlands, and me and Goon Citra Boy, we're really tough. We'll play anyone in hotel room for like 5 to 10.
I think we got
this.
Is
boss?
Did you say five to ten? $5 to $10?
Hey, is this the boss?
Yo, Coach K, or not Coach K, Kamish, he never showed up. The boss, the one that called me out, he never showed up.
Oh, okay, because it sounds like him, but isn't him? Is this a WST crew?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not.
No, boss was kicked out of that crew.
We're making our first appearance.
Boss was kicked out of that crew.
Oh, he was? Oh, okay. All right. So how old are you, young man?
Old enough.
That's not an M.
That's
for
what?
That means you're young. When you have to say old enough, that means you're young.
Yeah, can't you just like tell by my voice?
Yeah, I can. I can. And luckily for you, we're live on the air, and I can't say what I really want to say. You're lucky.
Say it in person if you really want.
Yeah. Well,
I think it is.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen. First of all. We don't have confirmation that there will be Madden at MLG Meadowlands.
Yeah.
We don't know that.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's not confirmed yet.
That's not confirmed yet, and we can tell you that MLG is certainly looking at a lot of different things, and that's about it. That's all we know. So
then I'll be making an appearance at Players Bowl.
Hey, you ain't gotta wait till Players Bowl if you were listening, because I do believe you've been on the line. If you can get to Philly, you can go a little bit farther and get to Ohio, man. You can be right out there at the NFL Hall of Fame. March 13th. Bring your boys, you know, and
that sounds good.
That's where you need to go. That's where everybody needs to go, man. Spread the word. March 13th, NFL Hall of Fame. I mean, if you're a good warm-up, I mean, I'd hate to see you go all the way out there and lose first round.
It's really tough online.
Well, that's good. That doesn't hurt. But, you know, as a guy who has played both, I can assure you that online helps, but it's not the same as being under those bright lights, bro.
I know. I'm going to have to make a big transition to all Madden in 3-minute quarters instead of accelerated class.
Yeah, I mean,
we're going to have to break them in. We're going to have to break them in.
Yeah. Really
yeah,
break,
I mean, we like your confidence. We like your confidence. We like your spunk. But just remember that, you know, it's not. It, you know, this isn't. You're not playing your cousin up the street. You're playing guys that really play this game a lot. And we welcome anybody that wants to come in and compete. So hey, but like I tell anybody that enters my league, just know you're gonna lose games. I'll tell anybody that goes to these tournaments, if you go for the first time, just understand. It is unlikely you're going to win. That doesn't mean don't come and compete. We want you to come and compete, but don't go there and get your feelings hurt if you end up losing. That's all.
No, I don't think that's going to happen, though.
Yeah.
Are you coming with or without your parents?
We got a new glitch discovered. I'm going to keep that a secret.
It's a secret. Hey, MTV. I found a new glitch, but it's a secret.
Hey, I think MLG takes permission slips, right? After under like 14 or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Cause he ain't playing nobody in the hotel room for no $5 or $10. I know that's lunch money, but
yeah.
Not really happening.
Talking like that, and I'll play you for 12.
Oh shit! Okay. Sounds good.
This makes me, you know what though, it makes me laugh because my daughter's probably the same age as his kids, so I just got to sit here and just sit here and laugh. And, you know, like I said, it's tough because on one end of the stick, we love the energy and the enthusiasm and the confidence. You know what I mean, little man? We enjoy your energy and confidence. But then the reality is you're going to be in for a rude awakening. But that's okay. We want you to come out and compete.
All right. I guess it's like the experience that counts too, you know?
What was that?
It's like the experience that counts too, even if I don't make it far.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now we can.
There will be other tournaments.
We all
that's
agree.
Fun. That.
That's the attitude we was looking for.
That's what we're talking about. That's better. See, that's what we like to see. All right. Let me get back to the phone line. I never hang up phone calls, guys. So anyone on the line, if you're done, you gotta hang yourself up. I like this to just be one big Madden party, so I don't hang people up. Once you get on the line with the Madden voice, you're on until you decide to hang up or until we end the show. 732 area code. You are live with an all-star cast on the Madden voice.
What's up, little man?
Say that again. I didn't catch it.
I said it's little man.
Hey, little man.
Little man.
There he is. What's up, little man?
There you go.
Little man. So, little man, congratulations to you as well, because you have also earned your trip to Miami. Congratulations.
Thank you. Very excited, but I'm not done yet.
Now, you know, you certainly... you know, this year a lot of us felt that you were going to be, you know, we've seen Dynasty move on and start his own crew, and a lot of people involved felt like Little Man was going to be the guy to kind of step up for GTP and take that mantle. And you know, you've done it. I mean, you will be there in Miami to play guys like Prodigy, guys like Dynasty, who you know very well, Fool, Problem, Jet Steel. You're going to be there with the best Madden players in the world for a lot of money. How do you feel? I mean, you've come in just about a year from pretty much just a guy in the crew to now one of the more dominant guys on the scene. How does that make you feel?
It makes you feel good. You know, it makes you feel like I could compete with those guys now. Like a year and a half under my belt, so I understand what the pressure is going to be. You know, all the capping and all that. You know, down to the last drive, I understand what it feels like now, and I feel like I'm ready to take it to the next stage, to the next step.
Wow, that's great. And Bobby, I got to ask you this question. Bobby probably going to call me later and say, T, why you asked me that question? But I got to ask you this question. How will you feel? You're going to be there in Miami. And how will you feel if the finals in Miami were to come down to... I got to ask him this question.
Come on, man. Why are you going to ask this question?
I'm going to... And Darnell, you're the next one I'm going to ask it to, so don't go far.
Yeah, I know.
I got 3 GTP on the line, along with I got Chris, I got Bobby, I got Darnell on the line here. Okay, so we gotta ask this question. I'm media right now. This is the Madden Voice. This is media now. Okay, this ain't no fluff interviews. We getting real here.
Well, let it be media day then. Go ahead. Ask the question.
The question is, how's it gonna feel when if your former killer Dynasty, the man who was raised with GTP. Won the paper a year ago with GTP. We got video of Bobby Storm swinging the towel in Turks behind Dynasty as he wins the paper. We got video. We all seen that. Madden Buddha standing behind Dynasty, pushing him to victory over the captain. Okay? We all got that video. A year later now, could it be Dynasty and Little Man facing off? And how's that going to make you feel? Let's start with Bobby Storm.
We've been there before. So that's the difference in us. And then and a lot of other crews, no disrespect, but we got history behind us. A lot of guys don't know, but Stan Sandman started with GTP, and there was a problem in Vegas at Mega Bowl a lot of years back. So when he left GTP, he faced Gene in the finals, and Gene took Sandman out a year after Sandman knocked Gene out. So we've been here before, and it's like I said, I love Dynasty like a little brother, but guess what? Little Man is the man right now. So we're gonna back him up, we're going to ride him out, and it's going to play out how it's going to play out.
Darnell?
And quite frankly, they all are boys. Yeah, there have been some issues, but you know what? It's done now. We've all moved on, and it is what it is. So should that occur, and more likely it will occur, Little Man will do what needs to be done, and he's going to take him out. It's just that simple. Because that's the GCP way.
Woo! I like it. Coach Chris, anything you want to add?
I haven't been around long enough. So the only thing I'm going to say is put your money on Little Man. That's it.
We add to the trophy case. We're going for our 4th national title. That's it. Enough said. That's it. Enough said.
I like
that's
it.
All I got to say. Fourth national title. That's it.
Yeah, and we got a lot of trophies in them cases.
And they can't take the trophy with. So that's the thing you got to remember, T. When they move on to other crews, you can't take the trophy with you because it's still in our name.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, you can come back. Come back or just say it
back
or just
business,
get it with, win it under another one.
Darnell, did you say you can come back and visit if you like?
You can come back and visit if you like, but guess what? The trophy stay at home.
Oh man!
On some real, it's all love. I said I love them guys like my little brothers. They all can compete, and you like all walk away with some nice cash. But it's gonna be tough. That championship in Miami is anybody's chip, for real.
Yeah,
so
is.
whoever puts the time in between now and then. I mean, really put the time in, the one's going to work away the chip. And I'm going to be excited to sit there and watch it, too. So I'm pulling for all them guys.
I wish all those guys luck. They have truly done some unbelievable work this year getting to this point. And we all know those tournaments were hell tournaments to get through for a whole weekend. So they deserved it, and they earned the right to be there. So... I just all wish all of them the best, and may the best man win.
Well, that's great. And, you know, I'm never, you know, I like a little controversy, but certainly Dynasty's my man, too. We've created a pretty good friendship. We get along really well, and I got nothing but love for him as well. But I love the controversy, though. I love the controversy. I mean, to me, Madden should be just like the WWE, man. We need to have storylines. We need to have theme music. We need to have cool entrances. You know what I'm saying? And we need to have Madden Divas, because we don't have Madden Divas. Halo Boy's got the girls following them around. We need to have Madden Divas, too.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
I mean, yeah, what is that? I mean, that was unreal this weekend. To sit up there and watch these kids have sitting signing autographs and have groupies, female groupies just walking around tripping over them.
Hey D, if you remember, they're not called groupies. They're called, well, she said they're called pro hoes.
Yeah, oh, that's right. That's what they call themselves, pro hoes.
Oh, God. By the way, if anybody out there has NFL Network, in 1 minute they're gonna be the rebroadcast of the Cowboy Eagle game from the weekend.
Oh, you just had to go there, right?
It's coming
on. You just had to go there.
Check the list. Come on in 1 minute.
You know what? You have your day. Like
listen,
I told you.
I am not lying.
You had your day.
Anybody want to verify what I just said?
But it's not going to mean anything if you can't do nothing this weekend.
It means something. It does mean something.
Yeah. Well, of
it
course
does mean something.
It does mean a little something.
I
gave you props, but I'm not giving
you
no more props.
You did.
Okay?
But I wasn't bragging. Anybody with NFL Network can confirm that it's coming on right now. Because I got a video coming on right now. But anyway, and we know how that game ended up. But anyway, now let's want to do.
I will see you again.
Yeah, next year. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
It might be this weekend. Eating that popcorn too.
Not eight, but like I said, it meant something because we get to play this again. That's what it meant.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the topisms. I had a guy send me a topism. If you guys have topisms you want to send me as we start to wind down, wrap up the show over the next 15 to 30 minutes, we're going to wrap up. But one guy sent me a topism, and he said that Top used this at the Be More Challenge, and I didn't have this one, but I've heard him say it, and it's, I'm everything and you're nothing. I like that one, too. That's another topism, not on my official list or my unofficial list, but that's another topism. But on my list, number three, I noticed that every time there was a game on the main stage, Top would say this, man, and it just cracked me up. If somebody had a 10-yard play or a 15-yard play or a 20-yard play, Top always said, you wouldn't be playing on the main stage if you didn't have a 12-yard play. And it just got to me, man. It's just funny stuff. Number two, they were talking about the rules of the game, and they were talking about the play that you do on offense that creates the defense to blitz. And there were guys saying, how do you do that? What are you talking about? And Top said, if you don't know what it is, you're probably going to lose anyway. And I've heard him say that before, too. Topism. This is to honor Top. If you go to a Madden challenge and Top isn't there, it's not a Madden challenge. I'm sorry. It's just not. Until you hear him get on the microphone and go, yeah, it's just not a Madden challenge. And I consider myself to be a pretty good orator myself. But Top takes it to a level that few can obtain, and that's his arena. And it just, you know, you're at a Madden challenge when he picks up that mic. The number one topism, in my opinion. The number one topism.
I already know what it is. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Here we go. The number
I know
one.
What it is. Go ahead.
See a man drowning.
Water on him.
The number one top. And I've never heard that before, Top. What I've heard is if you see a man drowning, throw him both ends of the rope. I've heard that. But I've never heard this one before. And every time I hear it, it just cracks me up. If you have topisms that you want to share, send them to me. We'll bring them up on the next show. And maybe, just maybe, we will get the man himself on the next Madden Voice to come on and give us some of his topisms. Can't promise anything, but maybe, just maybe, we'll get him on the next show. All right, we are winding down the Madden Voice. It's been a great 90-plus minutes. We're winding down. A quick recap. If you want to call in quickly before we go off the air, it's 347-838-9525. If you want to catch me on Instant Messenger, it's EAFL Commissioner on America Online, or you can go ahead and tweet me, and that would be at the Madden Voice. I did get a note from Anari over GameEasyGamerHolic.com, and it looks like they're doing a $10 Madden tournament over there. He didn't send a lot of details. If you guys want to check it out, go to GameerHolic.com and check out and get yourself involved in a nice little Madden tournament. Make a couple of dollars if you do well. So check that out. All right.
Hey, Commissioner T.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna put some ease on some of these texts that I'm getting. Guys, I know everybody's the most important thing and the next most important thing with this whole thing. And sorry, off subject there, T. The payout, I promise you, you have our word. We always guarantee money. You know that. I promise you it's more than 1,000. You're talking about the NFL here, guys. So I promise you we can't release that yet, but it's going to be more than 1,000 bucks. I can tell you that. So.
Yeah, guys got it. Guys got it. Just to help with a lot of the questions, guys got to relax a little bit. And, you know, details will come forward through whatever venues Paul chooses, whether it be the message board forums or whether he wants to come back on the show or both. So all of your questions will get answered. It's still got a couple of months here. So these things, to do them right, you don't want anybody, things just thrown together. To do them right, it's going to take some time and some planning. I know Paul's real busy at work, and I know he's got some people helping him out, including the Madden Voice. So, guys, this is big. Hang in there. More information will come. Now, Bobby, are you still there, Bobby Digital?
Yes, yeah. I am.
Bobby Digital wanted to say something about the hotel earlier.
Hotel for the tournament. I do have it. We did get it locked in. It is at Holiday Inn, located about 2 exits north of where the Hall of Fame is at. We'll post the address and everything, but I do have rooms set up for you guys at $79 a night, and every room has a 32-inch flat-screen TV in it that can have Xboxes hooked up to it. I've already checked it out personally. So, having those little game systems or whatever, that where you have to bring in a TV, you can't practice the night before or whatever, that is not an issue. There's 32-inch flats in every room. They're real nice. I looked at them. And book it under Big City, but we will post that information within the coming days or whatever. I have the address of it. It is a Holiday Inn.
Bob,
it's a mall.
Tell them about the guys that are flying in.
Oh, and for the guys flying in, the hotel does have an airport shuttle. Just let them know it's free. Tell them when they're coming. The shuttle will take you right there. And there's an airport at exit, on 77, exit 113, that is 6 miles north of the Hall of Fame, Akron Canton Airport, and it will be cheaper than flying into Cleveland because it's a smaller airport. So Akron Canton Airport, real close to Hall of Fame, six exits north or something. The hotel is on the way, 2 exits north, and the Hall of Fame is right there. This is all within a 6 mile stretch, is all this ready for you guys. Like I said, there's a mall right next to Hall of Fame, restaurants, everything you guys would ever want. We got it all set up for you.
Hey, Bobby Digital, do me a favor. I know, actually, I'll wait till you post it and I'll snatch it there. I want to make sure I keep that information handy because we always get questions about tournaments and arrangements. Not everybody goes to the message board. Even as, we have MTZ on, even MTZ, and a lot of the Alliance guys, they made comment earlier about how they really stay off the message boards. So not everybody goes to the message board. So I want to make sure I get that information so people, future shows we do or just in our inbox, if people are asking more questions, I'll be able to shoot that out as well.
I'll send you a private message with it over the Madden Lab with him.
We're actually working on the web page too with the whole all the information for all the guys. So
that's great.
That'll be posted. And that'll be also be posted. All the information will be posted on AskMadden.com.
main webpage and a thread, and also TML as well. So
there you go. There you go. All right, let me grab this.
What's the date again?
March 13th.
Okay, thanks.
March 13th. All right, let's get this. Might be our last call for the night, so let's see who this person is. 501 area code, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, what's up? It's Shutdown.
Hey.
Hey, Shutdown. Hey. I just wanted to call. Shout out to Paul. I'm going to be in Ohio March 13th, like everyone else should be. I can't wait. It's exciting. I love it.
Sweet. That is
Shutdown.
Great.
Great to hear you coming out, Shutdown.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we've seen you, man. Hell yeah, I'm glad you're coming, dude.
Most definitely.
Cool. Yeah.
There's no doubt that no one should miss this. Welcome back, Shutdown. Welcome on, Shutdown.
If I'm coming from the middle of nowhere in Arkansas to this, people got to come from everywhere. East Coast, West Coast, come on. Show Paul some love, and we got to make it out.
Yeah, I got to agree with that. I think that, again, any previous lines of demarcation we had out there, any previous, you know, beefs, anything that we may have had out there that are unresolved, man, let's just shelf them. Let's just shelf them and let's band together and show the NFL Hall of Fame what this Madden community can do. And this can lead to so many things for this community. You know, so a good showing, good representation, a good tournament, good behavior, and man, oh man, you know, things that this could lead to. It's just beyond words.
I'm like I said, guys, you know, you guys are, I really appreciate it. We all appreciate it here at Big City. You know, of course, yeah, we got the, you know, it's almost like winning the lottery for us. You know, to actually have the privilege of hosting it, but in the bigger picture, you know, we're just happy to be able to, we're just the host, you know what I mean? We're just here to make sure everything gets, you know, they're letting us come into a place like that. So, I mean, it's all of us, guys, it's all of us. We're just there to organize and try to make sure you guys have a good time and we, you know, run a good event. So, you know, this is a whole thing. So, yeah, thanks, man. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys haven't seen it. You guys haven't, you know, you guys have, for those who haven't been there, just going in there is just, it, for a fan of the NFL, you know, someone who knows its history, all that, you know, especially for, you know, I don't know if you've ever been there, Bobby Storm, but, you know, for someone who hasn't been there, it's just so amazing to be there and to just be there for more than just the actual, the Hall of Fame, to be there for Madden as well. And everyone who, you know, has wanted to come out here, here's your chance to come out. You know, and see the Hall of Fame. It's actually worth coming out to just itself, let alone just the Madden tournament as well. It's amazing.
That's great. And just for the record, got an instant message from the boss who's letting me know that that's not him. That was with the kid that was talking earlier. So we thought it was the boss. He just sent me a message, and I believe him. It's not him. So just wanted to set the record straight on that. All right, let's see. I think we've got all the calls. Let's check the chat room out. I'm sorry, chat room. I really didn't give you guys a lot of love. I apologize. Just so much going on and, you know, big stuff. So just a recap for everybody as we wrap up here. First and foremost, one more time, congratulations to the Alliance as a crew, and congratulations specifically to Prodigy and winning MLG Orlando over the weekend and guaranteeing his, you know, he'll be in Miami along with Little Man, Jet Steel, Problem, Dynasty, and the other names escape me, but it's going to be
Evil Ken.
Evil Ken and Fool. Is that it?
Yes, sir.
All right. And it's wide open. It's wide open. I mean, anybody can take that home. That's an all-star lineup right there. And, you know, so congratulations to the Alliance and the stuff that they're doing. Congratulations to Paul, man. What a just a great opportunity. And an extra hat off to Paul and how he is going about doing this and not doing this in a it's all about me and it's all about Big City way, but really opening the doors to the entire community. It really, you know, trying to use this as an event not only to gain more attention to the Madden community with the NFL, but also to bridge some of the internal gaps that we've had in the Madden community. So an extra hat tip to Paul and Bobby Digital over there at Big City / App Madden. You know, just good stuff. Good stuff.
Thank you,
Yeah, yeah, no problem. Let me go to the man himself, Bobby Storm. Bobby, what do you think, man? I mean, you're a veteran of this community. There's not too many things you haven't seen or done in this community. You know, the Alliance doing big things. You know, the NFL Hall of Fame coming in. We got MLG, and Players Bowl is going to be over the horizon, man. I mean, how are you feeling about the community these days?
I just think we're going in the right direction. We just keep the positivity together, and everybody just keep coming together like Paul's doing, you know, and creating a great example for the community. Everybody just, like, you know, rally around each other and just continue to support each other, and I think we had definitely headed in the right direction. I said, MLG gave us a great season. We got some real huge things in store for Players Bowl this year. You know, like I said, I can't announce that yet. And, of course, you know, every T-Boy stuff doing big things, and like I said, no pause. And you can't beat that. You know, us as organizers really going out to, you know, bring the community up. And all we ask is for you guys to support us, and we all help each other out. So just keep doing that. Just don't change.
Yeah. Ah, that's great. Can't ask for anything else. All right, guys. Anybody, any last words from anybody out there? Anybody on the line? Any last words?
Hello to everybody. We have a tournament January 23rd, guaranteed $500 down here in Columbus if you're in that area. Come on out. All the details, bigcityattorney.com.
Cool.
And if you guys want aim, and we'll regarding the Hall of Fame, we'll keep on spoon feeding you guys details as quickly as, you know, when we can.
Yeah, as we lock in more sponsors and such, guys, and we get things really locked in and the contract signs and the T's crossed and the I's dotted, you know, you guys are going to be the first to hear it. And that's what we're all about. So, and we want to do it in advance so everybody can plan, because we know what it takes for guys that are, you know, such as like shutdown is coming so far. So we're definitely feeling your pain. So just trust us that we will get that information out to you as soon as possible, and that we can get everything planned and make it easier, as easy for you to get down here and be a part of it.
And if you have any questions, you can contact me or Paul, you know, whatever, and we'll try to answer them to the best we can at the time, you know, whatever, and try to help you guys out, you guys get out of here, et cetera, et cetera. And thank you for considering coming out to Ohio, you know.
Oh, and thanks, Steve, for letting us do this, too, man.
Yeah,
definitely.
Oh, hey, man, that's what we're here for. That's what the Madden Voice is here for. Anybody else? Any other words? Anybody?
Hey, just Paul and Bobby Digital, man. Congrats, man. Good luck.
Thanks,
Paul, you told me, what, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, to make sure I had all for March 13th,
yes.
Man?
Yes. If anybody hasn't been to a big city or are playing on it, come to this one. Let's just make a statement, guys.
Paul, I had off March 13th, 2 weeks ago, man. Sweet. I'm going to be out there.
Definitely.
I'll
nice.
Be there, too.
Nice. Sounds good.
Yep, just thanks to everyone, because without everyone else in the community, this would not be possible. So just thanks to everyone, period, you know?
Sounds good. Anybody else? MTZ, anything?
I just wanted to say shout-outs to everybody in my crew, and shout-outs to everybody at the tournament. And then I had a question about Oh, and shout outs to Miami, because when we go down there, we about to act the fool. But I was gonna ask Bobby, man, what how many people they letting in the room? Do you know?
They have not released any information to us yet, so I don't know anything. As soon as I find out, I'll let you guys know. I'll give you guys a yell.
Okay. Yeah.
They haven't given us no details about it. We waiting just like y'all. So.
And you partying when we go down there, right? We partying. We doing what to do.
Okay. No doubt.
That's what it do, baby.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, guys?
That's it, man.
All right.
I see. All right,
fellas.
In my
heart, guys. Take it easy.
All right. All right. Thank you, everybody. We're going to wrap up, but I want to thank everybody. I'm going to hang up on all y'all at one time, but I want to thank all of you guys for coming on to the show. And if I didn't say your name, I'm going to try to – you know, I got a list here. I'm going to try to see if I got everybody. But certainly Prodigy, MTZ, DJ, Derwee, Mr. 610, Delph called, at least hollered in and was listening, Paul, Bobby Digital, Little Man, Darnell, Coach Chris, Shutdown. Who am I missing? I know I'm missing somebody. I'm trying to think if I got everybody that called in. Even a kid from Connecticut that sounded like he about 14. Hey, thanks for calling in. And let me clarify, we want you guys at tournaments, you know. We want all you guys at the tournaments, you know. Just don't go in too confident, you know. Like you said, it's the experience. And then after you go to a couple and you get, you know, get a little hair on your chest, then we'll see how you can compete. But if I didn't say your name, I apologize. We had a lot of callers in tonight, a lot of good positive energy tonight. Just an incredible show. And, you know, who knows where this can take us? I mean, I want you guys to think about this. You know, we've gone from wondering what was going to happen when rumors were flying that EA wasn't going to have any more Madden Challenge, or EA was getting out of the Madden Challenge business, and everybody was concerned, well, what is that going to mean? And then MLG, you know, and with respect, we did try to get some of the MLG brass on, but, you know, they're just coming off of a pretty busy tournament, so I'm fairly certain that we'll get them on the show again soon. But, you know, MLG comes in and takes the Madden Challenge and is smart enough to bring in guys like Bobby Storm, guys like Top Taylor, and other members of the community so that the continuity stayed in place, but then to put their special touch as they've done with Halo and other games on it. And now if you go to an MLG event, it's like nothing you've seen before. It's just incredible. So we have the MLG thing. Of course, we have Bobby Storm, a.k.a. Madden Buddha, doing big things with GTP, and I just know Players Bowl. Bobby's been very secretive this year about Players Bowl. He won't even tell me, and Bobby and I talk all the time, and he won't tell me much of anything. He just says, T, I'll let you know. So I'm going to respect that. But you know Players Bowl is going to be huge in April. But now this latest news, NFL Hall of Fame, Canton, Ohio, you know, right on site. Paul from Big City doing big, big things in Ohio. It's incredible. And who knows what's next? You know, who knows what's next? All I know is if you're not involved and if you're not there, something's wrong with you. You know, if you love this game and you love the competition, I mean, there's a role here for anybody. I don't play the game as much as I used to. I'm not that competitive. I love the radio show and I love going to the tournaments. And I'm looking forward to hopefully traveling to a tournament with the EAFL Renegades. And shout out to my Renegades. Shout out to Bama. Commissioner of the EAFL Renegades, just doing a great, great job. Shout out to Coach K, just does so much for the EA, for everything EAFL related. And we got Vince, we got S-Jack, we got Jeezy, we've got Casper. I'm just trying to go through. I'm trying to Phil Style. I hope I'm not leaving out anybody. If I'm leaving out someone, I apologize. And then other EAFL members like Killa, Jeter, and some other guys that play in the league that are, you know, trying to step up. And I met so many EAFL guys down there. It was such a pleasure meeting guys that are in the league. You know, I only know them as a screen name or a username. And to be down there in Orlando and to actually have met these guys face-to-face and had so many people come up to me and say, you know, hey, are you Commish T? Hey, I play in EAFL Europe. I play in EAFL Canada. I play in PS3 Australia. You know, and just shake hands and really get to meet people. T-Money I met. You know, it was just such a great weekend. I forgot Harlem. My man Harlem, good to meet you too. O-Dub plays in EAFL. Good to meet you too, brother. It was just a great weekend, a great event. We are moving forward now. Looking forward to the finals down in Miami next month. And you know the Madden Voice will have coverage of that event, so stay tuned for that. And, you know, with the Madden Voice, we don't come on every week, and it's simply because we want you to know that if we come on the air, it's for something. It's not just to do a show to fill a time slot. It's to bring you some news, some information, or something that's going on in the Madden community. So you might see us next week. You might not see us till the week after. We will do a show before the finals in February, so count on that, and we're going to try to get everybody on and really get everything hyped for the finals. And in the meantime, I want you guys to just stay warm if you're in a cold area, and if you're in a warm area, then call me and invite me down to see you because I need some warmth. But it's been great, been a great show, great energy. Look forward to everything that's coming up in the late winter and early spring for Madden. If you want to reach me, Commissioner T, just go on to the Madden Lab and send EAFL Commission a private message, and I'll be sure to get back to you. So with that said, we're going to sign off today. But before I sign off, remember this. Join the EAFL, because that's where all feuds are settled, on the field. Take care, everybody. We'll be right back.